Good morning. Welcome to Global Time with Christ Jesus. Seems like only just a few moments ago we were together. Today is Thursday, August the 28th, and our whole gathering today and focus is about having peace like a river. The Lord woke me up early this morning, as usual, and I thank Him for that. And the first thing that was in my spirit had to do with rivers and the power and at the same time the peace that is present in a river's course, a river's source, a river's direction, and how purposeful it can be. So today, we're meditating on the peace that God offers. We want to lay hold of it. I have this sense that someone may be very disturbed today in their spirit because of the what is going on around them. And God wants you to step back, sit on the banks of the river, like I've done many times. I'm just drawn to water. Water is fascinating to me. There's just a peace about it, a sense of its power, a sense of its just being there and running its course. And so I'm drawn to water, wherever there's water. So I'm challenging us today to let go of all the turmoil, let go and step away from all of the chaos, and let the peace of God, like a river, flow towards you and around you. And there is a calming and a peace that passes all understanding. Let's initiate our session today immediately by going, opening in prayer. And I want to share a scripture or two with you that will help us gravitate and be absorbed by peace. So today we're having peace like a river. Let us pray. Father, we enter into your presence, and we do come with thanksgiving. We thank you for all that you've done. We step away from fear and anxiety on this morning. Troubled spirits, depression, and all those things that weigh us down like stones hanging on us, designed by the adversary to keep us from rising, keep us from mounting up on wings as eagles, so that we are able to run and not be weary, walk and not faint. We rebuke the spirit of fatigue, depression, and oppression even today, as we submit ourselves to your greatness, to your authority over us. We embrace all that you have done with thanksgiving. We thank you for washing and cleansing us from all unrighteousness. Every place where we have defied and broken your laws and your ordinances, we ask today that you would mend us, make us whole again by the blood of the Lamb, our Passover lamb, Christ Jesus, his blood, which is so precious, so powerful, so effective, that we are made whole, we are healed in the name of Jesus. So today, we enter into the flow that comes right from your throne. It's a flow that has life in it. We thank you today. Thank you for giving us the guidance and the direction for today. Thank you for giving us our daily bread. And we agree with you that heaven comes to earth. It's your desire, it's therefore our desire. Even in these moments, even on this morning, this day, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We bind every demonic plot and strategy that has been put in place to trip and disrupt our peace. We claim your joy, the joy that you've given, so that our hearts would be full. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Just want to share a scripture that I believe God wants you and I to embrace today. And if you're experiencing anxiety and or discouragement or depression or oppression, whatever it is, wherever you are, well, make note of, there are so many places where God has addressed the issue. But, you know, it's like medication. Sometimes I wonder, you know, we take medication for whatever reason. And sometimes these pills are so small. I wonder, I says, boy, isn't this something? This pill is so small, but yet it is potent enough to do the task, the job that it's assigned to do. So it's not how much scripture or how many, it's what we can get out of what is placed before us. So that's the thrust of what I'm going to say and what God is trying to do today for each of us, those far and near. The psalmist David captured the essence of what God intends and has in place and what he's going to do, what he has already done. Now in Psalm 46, verse 3 through 5, that's Psalm 46, and I'm reading from the Amplified Version. It's talking about a river. And it says, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling and tumult, and the scripture says, Selah, in other words, pause and calmly think of that. There's this river, and I've sat at least a couple of times on the banks of the Delaware River, which is a river, a very powerful river that flows all the way from upstate New York through New Jersey into Pennsylvania. Powerful river. And I've sat on its banks on a couple of occasions at least and watched it just move with such purpose and intent. So imagine yourself on that scene. And there are places on that river where the waters do roar and foam. There are rapids. Then there are other places where it's very relatively calm, but still moves with purpose. So verse 3 of Psalm 46, as I begin, it says, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling and its tumult, there is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacles of the Most High. Verse 5, it says, God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God will help her right early at the dawn of the morning. So even now there is help right as the morning dawns. And we notice in our region it's, the morning is dawning later and later as the summer ends and we enter into the fall season and then subsequently into the winter, where by the time we're through our prayer sessions, you know, it's still dark. So Revelation chapter 22, verse 1 through 3, it says, then he showed me the river whose waters give life, excuse me, sparkling like crystal, flowing out from the throne of God and of the Lamb. Though the middle of the Broadway of the city, through the middle of the Broadway of the city, also on either side of the river was the tree of life with its 12 varieties of fruit, yielding each month its fresh crop, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing and the restoration of the nations. There shall no longer exist there anything that is accursed, detestable, foul, offensive, impure, hateful, or horrible, but the throne of God and the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall worship him, pay divine honors to him, and do him holy service. So we want to get into the flow, go with the flow, so to speak, and focus on paying honors to the Lord and doing holy service, because the spirit of fear and anxiety comes to disrupt our activity of giving praise to him and being available to do holy service. Oh, that's powerful. I think I'd better leave it there. That's so filled with, that's so pregnant, if you will, with truth. I pray the Holy Spirit will impress upon our hearts what just has been read from the scriptures. So today, I have a praise report, and I thank God for his peace in the midst of a lot of a challenge and challenges, so to speak. But his peace abides with me, and I thank God for that. And I'm determined and purposed to sit on the banks of the river that flows right from the throne of God and makes glad the city of God. And I'm determined to have my heart to praise him and be glad. How about you? That's a discipline, if you will. So I thank God for his peace at this time. Not worried about yesterday or tomorrow. Just know that his peace is very now. I also want to praise God for one of the, I would consider her a church mother. In other words, a very senior lady in the work of God and in the gospel, who is part of our church family. And her name is Pauline Robinson. Spoke with her yesterday. And she reminded me of, you know, things when you're busy like I am, they you can, you know, you move from assignment to assignment, task to task, and sometimes you forget or are not present to in the moment of the wonderful things God did. And I remember my wife and I visiting her in the hospital several times, and I was very concerned about her being here on the earth with us because she was so ill. And she reminded me what God had done. I mean, she is spry and delivered from many things that would have shortened her stay here on earth with us. And so I'm thankful for her that what God has done. I mean, she's come a long way, and it's because of God's goodness. If you have a praise report that you want to add to the list of things that we can thank God for this moment, and if you're unable and you find it difficult to give God some praise right now, well then, all that is happening today is designed to come to your aid so that you are able to praise God anyhow.
Oh, that's it. Praise the Lord.
Amen. That's free. I've just given that to you free. That doesn't cost you. Just a reminder of the God and His goodness. The God that you serve.
Yes.
We have so much. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Feel the peace of God flowing in to your heart, to your spirit. Even as you kick the rocks of complaint away, and you can see the waters coming in. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you. He alone is worthy.
Thank you, Lord. Peace like a river. Hallelujah.
Yes. Peace.
Hallelujah.
Glory to
God. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Wonderful Savior.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
You brought me through. You brought me through. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Who can separate you, or what can separate you from His great love?
Yes, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Nothing.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes, for your grace.
He loves you.
Where would we
so
be?
Much.
Where would we be?
Nothing could separate you.
Mm.
Nothing.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Oh,
you are in His hand. Nothing can pluck
glory
you out of
Him.
Hallelujah.
Glory
to God. We're His. We belong. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Abba, Father.
Yes, He alone is worthy.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
He is worthy.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Wonderful.
Glory to God.
Glory to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We thank you.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Praise Him. Hallelujah. Receive what God is.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Releasing in your spirit today. Receive it.
Mm.
Hallelujah.
Glory to
God. He knows your heart. He knows your story. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise his name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord.
His word.
Hallelujah.
Oh, that man was amazing. Thank you.
He alone is.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Wonderful.
Hallelujah.
Oh, God.
That is crucial because it speaks life into your spirit, into your body, into your soul.
Thank you for your word.
Hallelujah. Yes. So God wants you to take to heart
yes,
portions of the scripture that he has given to us as his promises. So we want to do some affirmations today. I just feel the moment is so right for that and the power of it. And, you know, death and life are in the power of the tongue. And the tongue can either, Proverbs 18:21 tells us that, and it can either nourish life or kill. So someone that's on with us or streaming later, the Lord wants you to change your tongue.
Oh.
Because your tongue stops the flow of the river. your tongue is like a big boulder that's sitting in the midst of where the stream that flows from the throne of God to you would normally flow.
Yes.
And it's blocking. And a river is most beautiful as it does what it does, as it runs the course that it's set by its banks, and it just flows along. That's life in the river. And your faith comes quickly when you hear yourself quoting, speaking, and saying the things that God said. So you will more readily receive God's word into your spirit by hearing yourself say it out loud. So let's move into a season of speaking what God said. Let's do this right now. And we want to personalize this. Personalize it. We use the first person singular. First person singular, I declare God, the battle is already won. God is removing the enemy. I declare that my God will take care of the enemy that has come against what God has ordained for me. I declare that my God is preserving me for what he has ordained for me. I declare that we have won. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We have won the victory. I believe God has sent his word and it will not return void. I declare that God has finally anointed us to do his will. Oh, I could stop there. That's so huge. That God has finally anointed us to do his will. There is not yesterday's anointing. There's today's anointing. Give us this day our daily bread. I declare that God has given us divine healing and divine life. Because on the river that flows from his throne, on the banks thereof, it's a tree of life whose leaves provide healing. We just read that out of his word in Revelation chapter 22. I expect the victory that Jesus has won. The victory is won for us on the cross. God's favor and blessings are on me today. Let us wrap our spirit and our minds around and our arms around that truth. Favor and blessings are on me today. Not yesterday. Not tomorrow. Oh. Today.
Yes.
Yes, Lord.
I expect God's favor on me today. I expect God to extend my life. So the enemy has been speaking to you about your health and threatening you with thoughts of death. Now you affirm that God extends your life to the next level and to the coming seasons. I declare that God is going to give me supernatural increase till the next seasons come. supernatural increase that's in every sphere. Health, finances, learning, growth, development, all of those things. Say to yourself, I will live and not die, but declare the works of the Lord. I will live and not die, but declare the works of the Lord. I declare that God's favor is on me and that he has given me his strength, his wisdom, his blessing, and peace. Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you.
I expect God's blessing in my life today. I believe God has given me his abundant life.
Yes.
That's life in the here and now.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
okay. Now listen, please. I've been learning for years now to watch what I say with my mouth.
Yes.
Because a declaration outside of the will of God is witchcraft. Want that to soak in.
I didn't hear you, Pastor.
A declaration outside of the will of God is witchcraft.
Thank you. Okay.
So when you declare that you are broke,
is
that true? When you use that phrase, when you speak like that, that's a declaration outside of the will of God. Well,
yes.
Tell
yes.
me, Pastor Gregory, what's the will of the God?
Yes.
All my needs are met in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Yes.
Word.
Yes.
Word.
Yes.
Jesus.
It's a training that we take on. And I'm still learning. Because you'll catch yourself. And then you have to ask God to forgive you right there and then. You'll catch yourself saying and declaring outside of the will of God. God has given us power. Not for witchcraft, but for kingdom living and kingdom purposes.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, so it's either one or the two. Well, either one or the other.
Yes,
it's either we use the power for witchcraft or we use it for kingdom purposes.
Yes.
There's no middle ground. So we can begin to speak affirmations over our children, over our grandchildren.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, they may not be doing what we want them to do right now, but we've got to speak the will of God over them.
Amen.
Yes.
That's what we have to do.
Yes.
I'm the product of that. That's why I'm sitting here with you. I'm so honored to be in your midst.
Yes.
Because my mother was speaking the will of God over me.
Yes.
When I was acting goofy and going crazy.
Yes.
So it works. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Praise to me, the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes.
Glory to God.
I do want to ask you to join me today to pray for a couple of people that I can see. They don't necessarily see, but I can see God's plan and purposes. And I want to ask you to join your faith to mine today as we quickly, three prayer requests. Tommy Fields, who has just been released on Monday from incarceration, and he's now free. And I met with him on yesterday at our offices, and loves the Lord, wants to do the right thing. And so he is needing a place to stay, and I made contact for him with an organization that specializes in providing emergency housing. And it's not that he doesn't particularly have a place to go. In the normal scheme of things in our community, he has a place to go. He has a girlfriend, and he can go shack up with her, but he doesn't want to do that. He wants to live right, so he wants to find his own place. So I connected him yesterday to an organization that does that. So I haven't heard back from him. This was mid-afternoon or late afternoon on yesterday. So I know he's going to contact me probably sometime today. But our prayer is that he will find a place. A place is provided, if you will, in the scheme of things in God's heart for Tommy. And Tommy is now on our staff, if you will. He is a gifted musician, and I'm talking about someone that loves the Lord and can flow with the Holy Spirit. And he's committed to going with the Lord, flowing with the river, if you will. So, Father, we thank you for Tommy, and thank you for the mighty shelter for him.
Yes, Lord.
And we pray, O God, that you would continue to develop and grow him and mature him in your ways and your thoughts and in your wisdom.
Yes.
We thank you for him. Bless him. And we know that all his needs are met by Christ Jesus.
Yes.
We want to pray for Sonia, who is, and let me say this, folks, Sonia is someone that we prayed for even long before we started our prayer cast. She's a person in our community that we watched and prayed over, and she was delivered from addiction, from substance abuse, many years now. And but she's having some physical and health challenges. And so she was facing some surgical procedure that was kind of called off. And so I haven't seen her in about, I think our last time I saw her was last week. So see her practically every week, because she's part of our community. She's a wonderful person. And so we pray, Lord, that you would continue to heal and make Sonia whole. Speak to her heart about our relationship with you. Draw her even closer by your Spirit. We thank you and celebrate her deliverance from substance abuse and addiction. And Father, now we ask that you would create a stronghold of the love of Christ and the thirst for righteousness in her being. Cause her to enjoy the flow of the river that comes right from the throne. Amen and amen. Then finally, I would like to pray for a couple that is going to make their marriage vows in a few days, maybe in about roughly about 2 weeks, in the month that's coming up, September. And their names are, the husband to be is Demont, and the wife to be is Natasha. And these two people, this couple, loves the Lord. And the Lord has shown me some things concerning them, what he is doing and wants to do in their lives. And I think it's powerful. I have the honor and privilege of performing their marriage ceremony. And they're hungry and thirsting after righteousness. And they're a 30-something, you know, couple. They're in their 30s. And early 30s, rather. And so we want God's blessing upon them. God wants families and marriages that honor Him, that in which He can dwell and move. Father, we thank You for DeMont and Natasha. We pray right now, even as they wake up on this day to go to their respective places of employment, You not only guide them safely, but that by Your Holy Spirit, You would speak to them in their hearts as You seek to join them and to cause them to become one. We thank You, Lord, for what You're teaching them and what You're showing them and how they are hungering and thirsting for Your righteousness. We pray, Father, that every challenge, every giant that stands in their way, the way of them becoming the mighty ones that You ordained already that they would become, that You would strengthen DeMont as a covenant initiator and head of the home. You would cause him, Lord, to grow in strength and power and authority, and that he would be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy that would threaten the peace of the household, that would threaten the ruling of the household, that would threaten the light that comes to the rest of the community, the kingdom light that emanates, that light would not be obscure, but it would be seen by all, large and big, move in their lives.
Yes.
In a mighty way, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, Pastor. Good morning.
Good morning. God bless you.
Good
Welcome.
Morning, Pastor. God bless you. And each and every one on this prayer line this morning. I have a prayer request. And
Give
I know
it.
It's time for us about to go off, but I would like prayer because I'm going for colonoscopy this morning. And I'm believing God for a clean bill of health.
Yes.
And I ask for your prayers this morning.
Well, here's what we're going to do. We're going to thank God that He's already done that.
Yes.
And, by the way, is this your first time having that?
Yes, it is.
It is your first time. Well, let me caution
you.
You're going to enjoy the sleep. I've had it at least twice, probably three times, and it's the first time I had it, they said, you know, they sedate you, and well, every time I've had it, they said that to me, and that turns out to be, for me, not true. I don't know what sedate means and what the range of its meaning is, but every time they sedated me, I went to sleep. But I have to tell you, the sleep is wonderful. It really is. You know, it is. And it's the procedure, I think, normally takes about 20 minutes to half an hour. Don't be anxious. It's fine. And God is good, and we thank God for the opportunity for you to have that, so that your health can be maintained. And you're going to be just fine, and we thank God for it. Father, we thank God for the confidence that You've given us, where we could speak of Your goodness and of Your wonderful works. We thank You for what You've already done, how favor has gone ahead of our sister, and all anxiety, Lord, all tumults are gone. There's only peace in the flow of the river of life and healing that You're providing for her. And we thank You for the medical team that will be working with her.
Yes.
Give them sharpness of thought and mind. Give them steady hand as they know what to do and what they've done many times, but cause them to be extra specially sharp on today. And that our sister, Jennifer, or Jenny rather, would come through this procedure with flying colors. Everything will be fine. And everything is fine. In the name of Jesus. Let us know. You know, I mean, testify about it tomorrow or something like that. But we don't anticipate anything other than that God hears and answers prayer. And you will be fine. But I have to tell you, you're going to enjoy the sleep. It's so just for a few minutes, actually. Everyone that I know has had it. Yeah. It's a chance to get some rest. You know, your mind will be at peace. You'll be just asleep.
Yes.
Okay. Praise God. Well,
thanks, everyone. God bless you.
Yes, yes. God's peace be upon all of you. And just want to leave you with a quick benediction. And it comes from 3 John chapter 1, the third epistle of John, chapter 1 and verse 2. It says, "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers."
Thank
we see you for morning. God bless all of you. Thank you.
God bless
and
everyone.
I love you with the love of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.